Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. We start with another classic old sign being auctioned off. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, this is the Dinkles Bakery neon sign. It's a really towering vertical sign in the Lakeview neighborhood. It we talked a little bit about Dinkles closing down last month. This is at 3329 North Lincoln Avenue. Closed down, the owner, after more than 100 years, said, well, he hasn't been there 100 years, but he's in his 70s, and he said, it's time for me to retire. I don't have family that wants to fill me in and come back behind me. So he closed up. Now the sign is for sale. It's a it's not a Chicago landmark, but it should be. It's you know, it really dominates that stretch of Lincoln Avenue in the Lakeview neighborhood. So it's up for auction. June 3rd is the final bid. It's all online. You know, last time we were talking about famous neon signs was the Chop Suey sign on Irving Park, and Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins and his wife bought that one. So attention, Billy Corgan, if you get more room in your tea house in Highland Park, there's a giant bakery sign that that people are lining up to buy the strudels before they close.
So we can have a shrine to the Orange Garden and Dinkles if he wants.
Rebuild the north side up in Highland Park.
Some south side news out of Pilsen. Tell us about this development, or planned development anyway.
Right. There is a essentially a brewing showdown in the Pilsen neighborhood between the Archdiocese of Chicago and the local aldermen. It's all about St. Adalbert's Catholic Church, which is at 1650 West 17th Street. This is about 150-year-old church, really, you know, gorgeous towering structure, but it's been in disrepair for quite some time, to the point where the Archdiocese had to close it in 2019 and consolidate it with some other places. And they're looking to sell it now, potentially to developers that could turn it into homes. The alderman down there, Byron Cicho Lopez, moved yesterday to basically rezone it for parkland, sort of cutting the archdiocese away from selling it to anybody. No one's going to buy it if you can only open a park there. So he's really trying to force the archdiocese into negotiations with them to do something more palatable to him, to the neighbors, perhaps affordable housing. He's really just trying to take the upper hand. But really what both sides say is this is going to end up in court. The Archdiocese will have to sue the city. So I would say we will be back and forth in court for quite some time on this, but there's really no chance that St. Adalbert's is going to reopen as a church. So it's depending on what will go into that structure down the road. It won't be a park.
Stay tuned. And we have a little animal story to end with this morning, don't we?
Right. We'll give you a little light fare this morning. Everyone remembers the alligator found in the Humboldt Park Lagoon, Chance the Snapper, 3 years ago. We heard from the guy who caught him, the hero that caught him, Frank Robb. He visited him this week. Chance was just moved into the zoo part where there's about 19 other alligators in there with him. So he has friends now. He has tripled in size. He's 55 pounds and 6 feet right now. So Chance is growing. I don't want to even ask what he's eating down there, but something in Florida is getting him big. And they say he holds his own within that group. So
hope no people are missing there in the area.
Exactly. He's a celebrity down there. People, he's been off exhibit for a couple months, and people every day come and ask, where's that famous Chicago alligator? So, yeah, he's back on display if you're in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah, it's more information for you at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.